Titus chapter 1. Paul, a servant of God and an apostle of Jesus Christ, for the sake of the faith of God's elect and their knowledge of the truth which is ultimately all about reverence towards God, in hope of eternal life, which God, who cannot lie, promised before times eternal, but in his own time manifested his word in the message with which I was entrusted, according to the commandment of God our Saviour. To Titus, my true child after the common faith, grace and peace from God the Father and Jesus Christ our Saviour. Paul's specific advice to Titus about the church in Crete. The reason I left you in Crete was so you would set in order the things that were lacking and appoint elders in every church as I instructed you. If anyone is blameless, the husband of one wife, having children that believe, who are not accused of riot or unruly. For the bishop, as God's steward, must be blameless, not arrogant or quick-tempered or a drunkard or violent or greedy for gain, but given to hospitality, a lover of good, self-controlled, just, holy, disciplined, holding to the faithful word, which is according to the doctrine, that he may be able to minister comfort using the sound doctrine, and also refute those who oppose it. For there are many unruly men, vain talkers and deceivers, especially they of the circumcision, whose mouths must be stopped, men who overthrow whole houses, teaching things they should not, all for money's sake. One of their prophets said, Cretans are always liars, evil beasts, idle gluttons. This testimony is true. For which cause reprove them sharply, that they may be sound in faith, not giving heed to Jewish fables and the commandments of mere men, who aim to turn away others from the truth. To the pure, all things are pure, but to the defiled and unbelieving, nothing is pure. Both their minds and their consciences are defiled. They profess that they know God, but by their works they deny him. They are detestable, disobedient, unfit for any good work.